Jerry Bader Show, 10:35. I have two thoughts on in the wake of the vote. One is, yes, this has accomplished nothing. It's a cave for actually three thoughts. It's a cave for Republicans at four thoughts. If you want to get in right now. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Or when I'm done with my three thoughts, I'm going to move on to other things. They have kicked the can down the road. President Obama isn't going to negotiate any more than he has now. In fact, less so because he believes he's won, and he has. Two, was this worth it? No. Several of you say, well, yes, it was because it brought attention to the matter, and so on, so on, so on, so on, so on, so on. Well, I think Dan Henninger's piece in today's Wall Street Journal points out very clearly where Republicans are getting crushed on messaging is 21st century messaging. Twitter, social media, texting. That was not, it wasn't non-existent, but it was nearly non-existent on the Republican side. They still don't get that. They didn't learn from 2008. They didn't learn from 2012 when the Obama campaign crushed them. They don't get it. And when they're sitting here saying, well, we can't win because we can't get past the media, we can't get past the media, what Henninger is pointing out is, even though the media is on Obama's side, he has learned that the new alternative media is important, especially for people under 30. Look at the train. Now, they have an opportunity here. Look at the train wreck that Obamacare is. They blew it with this. They should be all over the social media, all over it, pointing out what a disaster the launch of this thing has been. They're not. They're complaining that they can't get past the filter of the mainstream media. They're right. But look, Obama can and does, and he still knows how important the new media, the social media, is. He knows that. Henninger chronicled tweet after tweet after tweet after tweet after tweet. And a lot of you who are older and aren't into Twitter or just maybe getting into Facebook, you don't see the importance of that. You're wrong. If Ted Cruz or any other Republican is going to get his message out, we have still failed at this. If you want to get that 30 undercrowd, or even now it's approaching 40 undercrowd, you have got to get and be active and effective on the social media. You must do that. This is where the left is kicking our butt. Now, as for Reid Ribble, I am very disappointed but not surprised by Reid's vote. I suspected that's the way he was going to go. Republicans, I think, simply could not cave here. They did exactly what everybody thought they were going to do, and that is, at the last minute, be the adult in the room. I knew they were going to do that. This is a huge victory for Barack Obama, and Dan Henninger is right. He's got a new boogeyman. The new boogeyman is the Tea Party extremist. The only way you fight back on that is get to these people who don't want to be forced to buy health care, have decided not to buy health care, and they're not going to do it. Further, see how it's much more expensive than build, all of the problems with it. Get out there. No, you can't just stand in front of cameras anymore. One, you don't own them. President Obama does. Two, that's not where the fish are. Now, as for Reid Ribble, and as for my friend who said, look, you risk giving it back to a Democrat if you run somebody to Reid's right. He's right. But here's what I will say. If somebody runs to Reid's right, they have every right to do that. I'm talking in the 8th Congressional District for those of you outside that area listening right now. They have every right to do that. If there is an articulate, intelligent, well-rounded candidate to the right of Reed Ribble, who wants to challenge him in a primary, that's fine. I'm not going to say that Reed Ribble shouldn't be challenged. I'm not going to say he should. If somebody does, I'm going to evaluate that somebody. As I said, the easiest thing in the world is to find someone with whom you agree. And that has led to very flawed candidates in Senate races. The belief is it cost Republicans 5 Senate races. And let's face it, there were some horribly flawed candidates. But they passed the Tea Party conservative purity test, so they were okay. Now let me give you an example. Ted Cruz. Remember, Ted Cruz was the outsider candidate in a primary. But Ted Cruz is brilliant. Well, you thought he was wrong. Brilliant people make mistakes. I thought the strategy was flawed. Doesn't mean Ted Cruz isn't brilliant. Ted Cruz is brilliant. And he was a well-rounded candidate. He didn't just believe the Tea Party stuff. So my admonition here to both is, Reed, if you get a challenge from your right, you should expect it. If you're going to support a challenge to Reed's right in the 8th District, they better be a high-quality candidate that goes just beyond believing what you want someone to believe. To John in Black Creek. John, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
I heard an interesting thing yesterday. I believe it was on... Sean Hannity's show, where someone was out asking who was more to blame for the shutdown, President Barack Obama or former President Bush. And a number of people actually said former President Bush. And to me, I don't want to judge, it sounded like an inner city crowd. So what would happen, say, someone rents some rolling billboards, stuff like that, and maybe just get outside the, you know, the new media is great, we need to focus there, but just roll a billboard around when the people are standing out on the streets or whatever, and just let them know and put different messages up.
Now, it's a nice thought, John, but no. I mean, you have got to get to where the fish are. There aren't many fish the way you're doing it. You would need thousands of hooks, if you will. No, the answer is the social media. John in Seymour. John, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry, two things. I sit here and I'm just frustrated as hell supporting these candidates that tell you one thing and then voting. They just have no backbone, and it's just I kind of reckon it to guys that are alcoholics or smokers, and they say, I'm going to quit. And they talk to you and they say, I'm going to quit. I know it's good for me. I know this is what we should do. And when it comes down to it, they don't quit. And it's just like Republicans that keep saying they need to fix this stuff, and then they don't. And it's frustrating as heck to deal with these guys. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over again and expecting a different result.
Well,
voting for these guys, it's just insanity.
Reed disagreed with me. Thanks a lot for the call. And when I said, basically, so what you're saying, next time we mean it. And he said, no. Well, now, how can they ever try to use the debt ceiling again? This is the same trap that they've fallen into again and again and again. Whether or not I agreed with the strategy, here we were. And what I said is, yeah, now we do have to hang tough. But no, they caved. Reed Ribble said it would be an irresponsible thing to do, that it would destroy the economy. Okay. I don't know. And I hear all the conflicting arguments about that. I am disappointed in Reed. I know his base is disappointed in him. Reed lives in a very purple district. It swings back and forth all the time. This is the same district that elected both Steve Kagan and Reed Ribble. Now, I think Reed believes geographically he has got to at least speak as a centrist. Last night, he acted like one. He may pay for that. My only caution and warning to those who would run an effort to the right of Reed Ribble is choose well. If there's any criticism of the Tea Party, they have chosen weak candidates at times simply because the candidates said the things they wanted them to hear. Now, I'm not talking about Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is a perfect example of a high-quality Tea Party candidate. So is Ron Johnson, although some of you simply just don't believe that anymore. It is still true. If there's going to be a legitimate challenge to Reed Ribble, as I said in a Right Wisconsin piece a few weeks ago, choose carefully. Someone who simply says what you want to hear is not a good choice. Ken in Appleton. Ken, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, how you doing, Jerry?
Good.
I just wanted to call. I mean, I know Reed personally, and I am disappointed, I think, like a lot of your listeners. And to be honest, I had thought about running against him in the past if for some reason he didn't hold true, I think, that the principles that he kind of ran on. And I guess I'm just very disappointed. I'm a small business owner here in the Appleton area and very conservative, you know, father of two young children. And I think Congress just in general needs more of the Mike Lees and the Ted Cruzes. I mean, guys that are willing, you know, to basically, like you said, shut it all down if they have to. I mean, I'm tired of basically people running on the notion that basically you have to vote for someone because basically if you don't, you know, the opposite party is going to win. And until people basically are willing to risk basically not showing up at the polls and not voting for the right person just because it's the lesser of two evils, nothing, in my opinion, is going to change.
Ken, thanks a lot for the call. To Joe in Bellevue. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. Well, first of all, I want to comment two things, one on Reed and one on the media side. On the media thing first, I agree fully that they have to use all forms of media better. Obviously, it's what I do for a living, so I agree. Yeah. But I also think that the question on the cameras that hasn't been really talked about is what they say when they're in front of the cameras. I mean, I agree Obama owns them, but they did have their shots. They did have their chances, but they lacked substance. I mean, the types of things we hear from your show, Mark Levin and others, none of these guys were saying these things. For instance, the fact that Obamacare came through the budget process. You hear it on talk radio, but you never heard them respond to Harry Reid when he said, you can't hold up the budget process for this, that's how we got it. And so they're not. It's not just a matter of where they take the message. They're not even delivering the message in a way that's effective, that counters what's being said out there. And I think they put that under that whole grown-ups umbrella, which to me is growing to be a big excuse, that they're going to act like the grown-up, which is becoming code for we're just not going to take the hard actions because we want people to like us, which brings me to Reed, who I did support, and I've liked him. I still like him as a person, but honestly, as I said to you once before, I believe, I think he's almost terminally infected with inside the Beltway syndrome. And I say that as someone that came from D.C., I've seen it. No sooner did he get there than he immediately started backing off on the things that he said, the principles he espoused when he was running, and it's just getting worse and worse. So I agree that the challenger should be good, but I think he's due a challenger because the longer we let him sit there as a proposed conservative congressman, then that's the quicker we will get another person like Kagan because people get frustrated and they think, well, we tried this guy and he's no better, so we might as well go with what we know.
And I agree with all of that, Joe, 100%, and I like Reed personally too, but I will caution repeatedly, choose wisely.
Oh, and I fully agree on that. I mean, it can't just be some crackerjack person that gets out there. I mean, you've got to have a solid candidate, but I happen to, this is why I support term limits. I think that we have plenty of good people that would run if they thought they could get a fair shot at it and if they thought that the system would actually embrace people like the Ted Cruzes. We need more like it, I agree. And I think there's plenty of people in this district that represent that can do it. But then we as conservatives also have to be willing to get behind them, realizing it may be an uphill battle, but it's one worth fighting.
Joe, thanks for the call. Yeah, and realizing the party structure is going to support the incumbent in these things all every time. Jeremy in Wausau. Jeremy, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Jerry? I just wanted to make a comment about how you said about getting out there about social media.
Yes.
Exactly. That's where the younger generation is at right now. You're not going to get them on TV. You're not going to get them on the phones. You're going to get them on social media.
Yeah, and that, and here's what's, okay, we didn't do it in this process, Jeremy. Now, really where I think conservatives, Republicans, have to focus their attention, as I said on a blog post yesterday, we now return you to your regularly scheduled train wreck. Now let's point the camera back on Obamacare and what an unmitigated disaster it is and use the social media to do that.
Exactly. The job that I do, you know, we got to reach out and talk to people about looking at our organization. And that's where I do it at. I do it on social media because that's where, you know, that's where the age that I'm looking for is at. I'm not finding them on phones. I'm not finding them on, you know, on the news. It's social media.
Jeremy, thanks a lot for the call. Tim of the Road, hang on. You're up in 3 minutes. Not going to get to a topic that I really wanted to get to today, and that is the bullying story out of Florida. And should the parents be charged? We will definitely take that up tomorrow. More on this topic, though, in 3 minutes. It's 10:50.
Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybatershow.com.